It is a very good afternoon. It is Niall Boylan with you for the next hour or so. I got into a bit of trouble yesterday because I used teeny little weeny bit of bad language for the first time ever on the show yesterday. I was a little bit angry because our website had technical issues. And for those of you now watching on X, I'm watching on Facebook, I'm watching on YouTube, we did say that we were going exclusively to the website. We had slight technical issues because too many people, which is probably a good thing, by the way, it's a good sign, too many people logged in at the same time. And unfortunately, the website is not capable of handling tens of thousands of people at the same time. So we are upgrading it, hoping to do it for next Monday. So in the meantime, if you have obviously purchased that €2 subscription, don't forget it is still valid. And by the way, a little bit of a complication. People thought, well, if I'm already subscribed to your website, do I have to resubscribe again to watch it live? Absolutely not. If you've already subscribed, but then you get to watch it all the time, just like anybody else. So you don't have to resubscribe again, you just log in. So we will sort that out. We'll have it sorted out by next week at some point. Now, an interesting conversation today has arisen in relation to swearing in public. And my mother would be very proud of me today because I might actually start to agree with this. And people are being fined £100 in the UK for swearing by what they're calling draconian council laws. Local residents have slammed the new rules from the local authority, the Labour government, by the way, saying it's a terrible idea and has meant they have lost their freedom to speak. A Tanis District Council Public Space Protection Order, PSPO, will cover Barkington, Margate, Ramsgate and Broadstairs. The order states that all persons are prohibited from using foul or abusive language in such a manner that can be loud or heard by others and cause either alarm or distress to any other person in a public place. Ramsgate local Anna told Kent Online newspaper, "I think it's a bad idea because freedom of speech is very important. Some people may have very limited vocabulary to express themselves. Sometimes people have a bad day. Sometimes they just need to get it out of their system and have a blast." Also, a little local, Harry Stevens, who's only 16, added to the newspaper, "I think as long as you're not using bad language to try and be abusive, it should be okay. If you're out and just having a laugh with friends and it's not too deep, then the £100 fine is a little bit harsh." But look, there's no doubt that bad language has become a lot more common in a very modern society. I remember when I was a young boy, I didn't dare, and right up to the time my mother and father both passed away, going back some 10 and 14 years ago, respectively, they never heard me using bad language. I never used bad language in front of them, ever. Once in front of my mother, and I paid for it for about a week when I wasn't allowed out of the house. My father would never use bad language. I never heard him using bad language. So really, why are we using it? And is a fine a good idea? And is it really an attack on free speech? Let me know what you think. The number is 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. Now, joining me to discuss this wonderful matter without using any bad language is Father Gabriel Burke from Cloyne and also David Quinn, columnist with the Sunday Independent. Lads, good afternoon to you. Welcome along to the show.
Good afternoon. Oh, how are you?
Father Burke, I'll go to you first. You know, and I suppose, you know, when a priest called to the door in my day, you know, that was certainly a time you never used bad language in front of a priest because it was, I suppose it's a moral thing. I mean, it's the kind of last resort of anger, isn't it? So is it really such a bad thing? Is it really an attack on free speech not to use bad language?
I don't think it's a matter of free speech. I just think it's a matter of education and good manners. Mm. I remember when I worked in Mountjoy Prison as a chaplain, if a prisoner ever used bad language, he'd immediately, I say, "Oh, I'm very sorry, Padre." And I've worked in England in parishes in near Finsbury Park, a very poor part of London, and you'd hardly ever hear bad language. And I remember one day myself saying, "F-E-C-K."
Feck. It's okay to say. It's okay to say. It's a very Irish thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother would say that.
Went silent.
Oh, they all looked at you.
They just looked. And I'm not surprised that this is starting in England, because England, in comparison to Ireland, they very seldom, in my experience anyway, use bad language. It has changed a bit, and you see that on the television as well and the programs. Mm. But in day-to-day life, you don't normally hear bad language.
I mean, David, just coming to you, you know, when I was a young fella, and clearly when you were a young fella, you're not that much younger than me, it was exception rather than the rule. I mean, the Sweeney on the television after 9 o'clock was the first time I ever heard bad language on television. And we got very excited about this, the idea of bad language on television. Now it's just the norm. It's normalised. But there is an element of classism about it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I'd say so. But it is a funny thing. Like, I mean, if you were to try and trace the rise of bad language and why it happened and why it got more common, I mean, what was the kind of big idea about suddenly deciding to use loads of bad language on TV, for example? Then it obviously sounds out of cue to society. It's more acceptable to use it out in the street or on the bus. Like, there's one pet hate of mine is somebody is having a conversation behind you and they're effing and blinding directly behind you. I mean, they're not swearing at you, but they just have the F word throughout the conversation, right in the bus, right behind you. And that's all kind of become much more acceptable. And it's kind of a funny thing. And I think part of the reason, like part of the whole kind of 1960s, 70s counterculture was using bad language was a sign of being real, was a sign of authenticity. And, you know, we were being overly polite and overly formal. So it was kind of an attack on formality that politeness was considered in some way hypocritical. And we had to tear down all that. And so I think that's one reason why you know, swearing and bad language has become a lot more commonplace. And then, of course, the more commonplace it becomes, the more commonplace it becomes, if you like. Mm.
And the idea of a fine for it, is that an attack on free speech? Is this really about free speech? I mean, you can say, nobody's stopping you from saying what you want. They're just asking not to use expletives in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as if stopping somebody using the F word in public is stopping somebody expressing an idea, all right? You're saying don't use that particular word, but that's not censorship in the proper sense. Because censorship in the proper sense is stopping people spreading ideas and stopping people expressing ideas in public in whatever form. That's what true censorship is. Mm-hmm. This is a fine because you want to keep the public space more polite, I guess. Yeah. Now, of course, mind you, some of the kind of PC people will say that's exactly what we're trying to censor speech for, because we don't want unpleasant ideas being said in public, because unpleasant ideas is almost like bad language. So then they take the idea too far. I mean, personally, I probably wouldn't be in favor of fines, but I would be in favor of kind of just improved manners. I think back, like, my grandmother was a kind of tough woman from County Limerick. And she wouldn't tolerate any bad language whatsoever. So one day she was at a GAA match in Croke Park, and there was some fellas behind her using bad language. This is probably back in the 1970s or something. So she turned around and says to them, "You lot need to wash your mouth out with soap." And like, you wouldn't ever swear back at her in response, because she's one of these no-nonsense ladies, right? And we probably need a few more people like my grandmother around the place.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see, Father, you probably haven't heard much bad language, because I always used to say years ago, the Queen thought the world smelt of fresh paint, right? Because everywhere she went, they just painted it. But everywhere you go, people, they see her collar and immediately they go, better not use bad language in front of him. He's not going to appreciate it. So you probably don't hear that much of it, do you?
Well, I'm from a working class background.
Do you use it yourself? Be honest now. Do you use bad language?
The odd time. Only if I get really angry. Or I hit my thumb with a hammer.
Right. So
I grew up in a corporation estate. My mother is from the heart of Dublin City. She grew up just off Chancery Lane. And I never heard on my mother's side of the family. Mm. I never heard one of them. And there was 10 children in that family. Not one of them ever used bad language. My father's side, which came from the county, were a little bit different. And my father, especially when he got a bit drunk, would use bad language. But we were taught not to do. And I remember, my mother is dead now, but when my brother was 60, I think it was, or maybe 50, he used the F word in front of her. Mm. And she just walloped him across the back and said, "Don't you use that language in front of me."
Mm. Yeah, that was it. My mother was the same. There was one time, as I said, there was bad language used in front of my mother. And both myself and my brother paid for it by being left in our rooms for a week. When my father came home, we begged her not to tell him, but that wasn't going to happen. She was going to tell him. It was always wait till your father gets home. But she told him, and we paid for it, and we were in our room for a week, and that was the end of it. I mean, I think a lot of it to do, David, is to do with parenting, isn't it? Because if you hear your parents using bad language, you use bad language. Or maybe I'm wrong, actually, because I use bad language. Obviously not on the radio or on the podcast, but I use, generally speaking, I use bad language. But my parents never did. So society has me using bad language.
No, my parents never used bad language either. I just can't remember.
But you do.
Hearing it. I would sometimes use bad language, but not much.
You can confess now if you want to. We can do a live confession if you like.
I wouldn't. I would to myself if I'm getting frustrated with something, right? So in my office or something, and something annoying me. And so my daughter sometimes says, "I heard you, Dad." But I would try not to use it around the house, and I would discourage our two from who in a who are grown up now, they're in their 20s, from using it around the house as well. So you can use it for yourself, you can use it in your own room where nobody hears you and that kind of thing. So I suppose there's, you know, the settings in which it's, if you like, less acceptable than in other settings, and certainly within our own houses, I think we should make a bit of an effort. But we should also make an effort just where people are in earshot. And again, particularly things like buses. I mean, if people are simply walking down the street and are using bad language to one another, because sometimes people in just general conversation, every second word is the F word.
Yeah.
And they think it's a word they add for, you know, oh, I saw that effing thing last night and it was effing awful and all this sort of stuff. I mean, that's different to where somebody's telling you to F off, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
So there's a bit of context thing going on here as well.
But let me give you an example. When I was doing the radio show going back in the 2000s, right, when I took over from Chris Barry, and at that time the show was considered to be controversial, and we had a lot of bad language on the show. It was after 9 o'clock. Mind you, there's no watershed in radio, contrary to people's popular belief. The watershed in radio is called family time, which is between 8 and 10 in the morning. There is actually no other watershed. So technically, you can use the F word during the day on radio if you want to, as long as you can justify it, right? Not that anyone ever does. But here's the thing. So we used to have a lot of bad language, but I've noticed in the last 7 or 8 years, it has actually dropped. We don't really have as much bad language on the show anymore. Now, that could be due to the fact that I moderated a bit more because, I don't know, I think the show has changed somewhat into something a little bit more serious, so we don't do it as much. But there was a time, going back 10 years ago, every caller that came on the air was just cursing at each other. It was just non-stop. I'm sure you remember it, David. It was, and that was the thrill of the show, by the way. That was why it was so popular at the time, because people were hearing this for the first time. People using bad language on the radio. You wouldn't hear that in Gayburn. But so that's why it was popular. But I have noticed people are curtailing it a little bit on the radio. So I don't know, maybe there is a change on the way.
Well, that'd be good.
Go ahead, Father.
If you look at Gogglebox, if you look at Gogglebox Ireland compared to Gogglebox UK, there's a huge difference between the language. I mean, in Gogglebox Ireland, it's constant, whereas it only happens the odd time on Gogglebox UK. And I think that's very interesting, that the English tend to use less bad language than we.
Mm. Yeah, and then we know your favourite television show as well, by the way. I haven't watched it, I'll be honest with you. I think I watched it once. I don't think I can live with it. But David, so do you think it's become more common, or do you believe it's becoming less common?
It probably depends on the environment. I mean, I haven't noticed a drop-off myself, but I mean, like, you're probably right about on-air. And you see, it gets back to the point I was making earlier, that using bad language was considered to be kind of edgy. So you got the safe programmes where they don't allow it, the kind of polite programs where they don't allow it, and then we got the edgy programs where they do allow it. And then you see it, you know, turning up in songs as well. And that's quite commonplace, particularly in terms of the style of music, where, again, it's considered more real and more authentic and down to earth to use the F word more. And this, again, is this thing I was saying about, I don't know why it should happen that using swear words is considered to be more real and more authentic.
More mannish, masculine. It's very kind of masculine thing to do as well, isn't it? It was never considered proper for a female to do it either. That was always considered more masculine.
Yeah, and also a sign of being a rebel, right? So maybe the reason it's becoming, if you're right, less common on air is because it's now becoming passé, right? So you get to the point where once upon a time, it's a sign of rebellion, and then it's used so much, it becomes kind of passé, because if everybody's using it, then how the hell can it be?
Yeah.
I'm throwing in a minor swear word, a sign of rebellion.
Well, by the way, just before both of you go, speaking of free speech, obviously there's a huge attack on free speech at the moment. They want to bring in hate speech laws and all sorts of different things as well. And we've heard more recently, of course, you know, Elon Musk, when he tweeted that tweet last week to Keir Starmer saying that he believes civil war is inevitable because of the riots in the UK. Do you believe that, generally speaking, leaving aside this, and we are going to be talking about the bad language today, but the attack on free speech, do you believe Elon Musk was wrong? Or do you believe those kind of things should be censored?
Well, I mean, is he wrong about a civil war being inevitable?
I hope he is too. But to say it, I mean, Keir Starmer and Simon Harris have both accused him of incitement.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to express, if you think that civil war is inevitable, you ought to be allowed to say it. I mean, inciting people to civil war is a different thing. If you're inciting people towards violence, well, that's already against the law, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it is.
Already have laws against harassment and intimidation and incitement to violence. So these are already illegal. But if you're simply expressing an opinion, if we keep going the way we're going, we might be in a civil war situation, you must be allowed to say that. But what people are kind of forgetting is pre-Elon Musk, when Twitter was under the control of Jack Dorsey, censorship on Twitter was incredibly widespread. So you had people like Jordan Peterson banned, Graham Linehan, the co-writer of Father Ted, banned, I think, both over views on the transgender issue.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of other people were banned. You also got people being banned continually because they stepped out of line on COVID, that they criticized COVID policies too much. And you weren't allowed to say that maybe COVID came out of that lab in China, which...
you would automatically ban for saying that. Yeah, you'd be automatically banned. By the way, it turns out that was actually more or less true in the end. It most likely is true, according to intelligence.
Highly, highly plausible theory. So, yeah. I mean, like the censorship on social media was and is on some platforms incredibly widespread. So the most you can criticize Elon Musk for really is taking the brakes off too much. But the brakes were slammed down beforehand, and it was only on certain types of opinion, which is a really dangerous thing to be doing. And you don't hear the various commentators who are attacking Elon Musk pointing out just how censorious it was pre-Musk.
Well, just let me go to Father Bourke in relation to that. I'm sorry to catch you off guard and ask you this question. Of course, the Catholic Church were, I suppose, they were the people involved in censorship, if you go back 30 or 40 years ago. I remember one of my favourite movies, The Life of Brian, was banned by the Catholic Church in Ireland, which is a really funny movie, by the way, as long as you don't consider it to be blasphemous. But we got rid of the blasphemy laws, Gabriel, and now we're kind of going back again and we're saying, well, maybe we should be banning speech about other communities or certain communities. In other words, we don't want to protect Catholics anymore, but we should be protecting different communities like transgender communities or Muslim communities. So do you believe in censorship? Do you think censorship should be allowed in any way?
It depends. I mean, I like our television that we have because before 9 o'clock, it's family. I mean, I've been in countries where, like, I remember studying in France and you'd have very graphic films on early in the day even, you know. So I think there's a type of censorship that, you know, when it comes to things like that. But in free speech, I think we should be allowed to say what we need to say. But I do find there is a preference for certain type of free speech. Mm-hmm. So that if you are in favor of LGBTQ plus whatever, you will get all the free speech you want. But if you say anything against that, like even if you say, you know, I'm tired of going through a town during June or July, whenever it is.
And seeing pride flags everywhere. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That gets you into trouble. Whereas it shouldn't, because you're just expressing.
Yeah. In other words, free speech is okay, but as long as it's not selective. Just before you go, have you watched The Life of Brian?
I have actually, yeah. funny.
It is a good movie, but it was. I don't know. David, have RT still not shown The Life of Brian?
I know, to be honest.
I know it was banned for years. It was banned for many years. But I don't know, because we always remember that famous scene from Father Ted with down with this sort of thing. Do you remember that?
I don't think Monty Python movies are on much anymore, full stop. You know, Holy Grail and so on. I just, Meaning of Life, like when you think about it, I just don't think they're on TV much anymore.
I tell you what, they were way ahead of their time.
To people.
Yeah, it probably would be offensive.
Some are offensive to a different lot, actually, if you think about it.
To the opposite bunch. Well, listen, guys, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the show today, Father Gabriel Bourke and also David Quinn. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. I want to ask our callers, by the way, and the number, by the way, is 085-122-55. That's 085-122-55. Let me go back to the original question. Is it really an attack on free speech to tell people you can't use bad language or you will get a £100 fine? That's what they're doing in the UK. Let me go to Connie if I can here. Hold on, I go to Connie. Connie, hi, how are you? How are you,
Connie? Fine, how are you?
Good. What's going on? There's a dog, and what's happening with you?
I just put bread in the oven, so just in time.
You have a bun in the oven, and there's a dog.
Bread. The dog puts that barking noise. There's no guarantee for that. Right. Anyway. he likes barking. But anyway, Niall, this is like another big cookie monster of a farce of, I don't know why anyone would think that in public, there's things that get a lot worse in public than cursing and swearing.
Yeah. Oh, no, there is. Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I started bursting laughing when I saw it. I was like, sure, I'd be in jail a long time ago. I find it a very great expression of your person as reaction to something to say. Can I say fuck? Yeah. Whatever.
So you believe it's expressive. You believe it's kind of, it puts more emphasis on the word and it's expressive. Yeah.
And for some religious beliefs, do you know something? There's something doing a lot worse than swearing. I'm telling you now, God Almighty, are we going to, I think the White House must be in charge because this must be a joke. This must be a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on, God Almighty, above in heaven. I mean,
see, now go. See, even going back 10 years ago, you couldn't have said God Almighty above in heaven. You'd be accused of blasphemy. Now we got rid of those laws.
I'm slain by an Islam or something. I don't know. But you know what? Do you know what, Ned? I will say it now, clearly. And I believe in there's a God. I mean, I don't think God is actually humorous and he makes a lot of jokes. But this is one of them.
Right, okay. So you wouldn't be too happy if you were walking down the road with your friends and you happened to shout, ah, for sake, and then all of a sudden some man comes over and goes, there you go, £100 fine, you shouldn't have cursed the public.
I would say, are you mad?
But here's the thing. Is it not? Now, I mean, I'm an absolutist when it comes to free speech, right? I don't believe there should be any censorship whatsoever, right? But the one thing I will say is, I think it was a nicer world when everybody wasn't using bad language.
Of course, I'm not praising bad language, but you know what, Niall? You know, if you're not talking down to somebody and calling them names, and you're just saying it yourself, and you're saying it in, like, you know, it can be very kind of base sometimes.
Yeah.
But using the right context, I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
I've said plenty of the S words, and if something happened, you know, like, for example, if you burnt yourself or, you know, you slipped and you fell, it'd be like, oh, Jesus, or oh, whatever. That's probably more offensive, the oh, Jesus, than oh, fuck. But anyway, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I actually, yes, there was a better world when there was lots of things that happened.
And
there was a lot better.
Would your friends use bad language much? Would your friends and your family?
Not me.
Not as bad as you. You're like a sailor. Yeah.
I don't know. I always speak what's on my mind, so maybe that's not a good thing, but...
it is a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing.
I think it is, too. I think when you express yourself, you live it out, and, you know, you don't think about it. I would never take any notice of someone if you curse a lot, yes, but I mean, you know, sometimes you would have to go for, fuck's sake, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with that? Or what is... You know, and you don't, you know, you're not saying it to bring someone down. You're just saying it as an expression.
Yeah.
And if I saw someone walking down the street and cursing and just laughing and joking, I'd be like, that's harmless.
Yeah, well, by the way, can I say, if the fines were in here, you already owe us 300 quid.
I'll pay you one euro a week for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I remember once having a swear jar. You know the swear jar for £1. It would cost you a fortune. It would cost me a fortune because I use bad language, but now I don't obviously use it on the radio or anything like that, generally speaking.
I just had to say that for the, you know, that was only a joke. But I mean, yeah.
Here's the thing, Connie. We don't have to use it because you can control it. Because here's the thing. I use bad language all the time, right? When I'm not on the radio or I'm not doing the podcast. I use bad language.
But, you can't control it.
But here's the thing, right? When I'm on the air and I have a microphone in front of me and I know I'm on the radio, I don't use it. And I don't even have to make the effort. It just automatically I don't use it, right? So here's the thing. We could all do that if we wanted to. It's a matter of wanting to do it.
I could, I suppose, but we could. And I don't think I curse as much as I used to. I don't know. But I mean, I don't know because
could you go a day? Do you think you could go a day?
But if I was working, say, I wouldn't be doing it. Or if I was, say, meeting somebody that I didn't know, I'd.
Yeah.
You know the way you
would be courteous. Yeah.
Well, yeah. 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 But I mean, you know, I don't think, like, it depends on the context. Like, if this is the way we're going to be, are they going to have the thought police after us next? Do you know what I mean? This is ridiculous.
Okay. And, so do you think you could go for a whole day, Connie, without using bad language?
Well, you know what? If it's where Jar in the pond, save some money.
Stay there. Hang on. When I get Joe here. Joe, hi. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ian. Not too bad.
Good.
Very
how the fuck are you?
Very good.
Sorry. Sorry. But I couldn't resist that.
I would ask this question, right? You know all the TV shows and films that are on at the moment, and over the last number of years, there's a lot of bad language.
Yeah.
Are they going to fine all those actors and producers and directors for swearing as well, you know?
Yeah, it's real life, yeah. Yeah.
Are they going to bring in that, like, it probably would add up into the millions, I'd say, or whatever, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but now this is only, see, these places like Margate, Ramsgate, Broadstairs, Berkington, this district council of Thanet, it's a nice place. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Boy? Right.
It's very quaint and they're nice villages.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like upstairs, downstairs, you know?
Yeah,
it's
Well, a bit like Miss remember Miss Bouquet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping up appearances. It's
a bit like that. So I suppose what they're trying to do is they're just trying to, you know, they believe bad language brings down the tone of the area.
The new law
states all persons are prohibited from using foul or abusive language in such a manner that can be loud and heard by others in a public place. So £100 fine.
Yeah, well, the way I look at that is, look, if there's young kids there or something and it was constantly going on in front of young kids or something like that, probably, okay, we probably would try to draw the line a bit. Because I think at the moment it's bad enough anyway, because our kids, children today, are picking up a lot of bad words anyway. They're actually probably learning more stuff than what the adults are learning, you know? But I wouldn't agree with that, Noel, because that's just total wokeness again, isn't it?
But you know me, I'm a free speech absolutist and I don't agree with censorship
course,
at all,
yeah.
Right? But what I will say is, I it was probably a nicer world when people didn't swear much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I would agree with you there, Noel, because you see, we probably didn't have as much access to stuff that we have today. Plus the fact too that there wasn't as much, television wasn't really as accessible in the days.
There was no bad language on television. As I said earlier on,
No.
The first time I heard bad language on television was in the 1970s when The Sweeney came on.
Oh, I love The Sweeney. Yeah, great show.
John Thaw, brilliant. That was the first time really that there was bad language on television. That's right.
And if you notice now too, with a lot of these shows, they've kind of censored a lot of the language, if you notice, like they don't show the original language, they edited a lot of it, like, you know.
Do they?
They do it because, you see, a lot of these shows are shown during the day now, so what they do is they kind of cut out certain words that you wouldn't have seen in the original.
It's on UK Gold during the day before 9 o'clock, I suppose, yeah,
because, you see, a lot of these shows are on during the day now, they're showing them on ITV4 and stuff, and as you know, they probably after a certain time, then they probably would show the full version.
Yeah, after 9 o'clock.
But I don't know. Like, you know, the way I look at it is, if you're at a football match or the GAA match, there's 82,000 there, saying All Ireland final or whatever. Everybody is at the heat of battle. You know, they're swearing their heads off at the teams and the players and whatever. Like, you know. Are they going to fine all these people as well just because they're using, they're swearing out of their own passion, like, you know?
Yeah, there might be an exception hysteria. They'll make exceptions for football matches. But
Right.
Yeah, but you wouldn't agree, you don't agree with fines for it, no.
No, I don't agree with fines, Niall, because, you see, if we stop going down that road, Niall, they would nearly fine you for nearly going to the shop nearly or for buying a loaf of bread. Is that the way we want to go down? Is it this kind of like this COVID-19 style hysteria again, you know?
Okay,
I think
there's another COVID-19 on the way. I read this morning another virus which has attacked 9 people somewhere in the world. I don't know. It's spreading very fast and I believe there's no cure for it. So I know maybe this is just another fear-mongering story. I don't know. Anyway, Joe, thanks for that. Let me go to another Joe. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I got confused as to which Joe you were talking to.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, well. Yeah. It's two Joes now. There's as many Joes as you want there to be. Anyway, Joe, I mean, is this a good idea to fine people £100 for swearing?
Absolutely not. No. Like, first of all, it's like our glorious hate speech. Who defines what's offense? You know, if I say to my brother, you know, ah, you bollocks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he just laughs back or gives me the finger and we have a laugh. Like, you know, it's very different. It's
context. Yeah, but they're not, but they won't fine you for that. They'll fine you if you're in the middle of a public street and then you say to your brother, you're only a bollocks.
Yeah, but why?
Well, I think it's a moral thing, isn't it? Here's the thing, right? As I mentioned 5 or 6 times already, I'm an absolutist when it comes to free speech. But this doesn't really stop your free speech. You can still have your opinion on anything you want. Free speech is about an opinion or an idea or, you know, an ideology or whatever it happens to be, right? That's free speech.
Okay.
But it does is censor, to some degree, how you say it.
Well, but the whole point of using specific language, like, some people just might swear their head off without much thinking, but if I call, I don't know, if I go into the middle of the Times Square there, wherever they're going to ban this or fine people for this, and I say, you know, Prince Charles is up, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's very different than I say, I disagree with Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Like, the words have different power. And like that is the first thing to controlling people's thinking is controlling people's language.
Mm.
It's the issue is it can be a first step. I'm not saying it's a slippery slope, but it can lead to that. And already in the UK, they're, you know, clamping down on things, you know.
Well, no, I don't agree with all the other stuff they're clamping down. I don't agree with this attacking people online and jailing people for stuff they've put online. But
because
I don't agree with restricting free speech. But I don't know if this is really about restricting free speech or is it just nice little towns in Kent that, you know, want to keep up the appearances, I suppose, of just being a nice place.
Like, I can understand if people are causing a public disorder. If going to young lads, maybe a few jars in them, and they're going around swearing and shouting, you know, whatever, abusive language. But that's a public, there's very laws for that. That's the thing. There's public disorder, drunk in public, blah, 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 blah. Whereas if you're saying, oh, we don't like, you know, foul or offensive language, well, who defines what's offensive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, as I say, if I call my brother a bollocks, he doesn't find it offensive. I don't find it offensive.
I personally don't find anything offensive, right? But here's the thing. I can't be in control of how other people feel. So if I'm walking down a public street and there's loads of people around and I start shouting F and bollocks and whatever else, I mean, I might be upsetting them. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe they have a right not to be upset, by the way. Can I just point out? Nobody has a right.
No,
you know.
But there's, like, the difference is that, like, you have, as a mature society, you realise there's things you can do. But, like, you know, I grab a machine gun and go running down the street going crazy. Like, I could do that. But obviously, as a relatively decent human being, I don't do that. The same way I could run around screaming and shouting and calling people names, but you don't. But the difference between the two is one is violence and one is words.
But here's the thing. You can go on a debate on television or radio, Joe, or if you went for a job interview, and you will purposely curtail your language, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in other words, but it doesn't stop you from getting your opinion across, or it doesn't stop you saying what you want to say. You just won't use bad language.
Generally, yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been okay. Like, I know I used to do some teaching. And I remember there was a woodwork teacher shattering or something, and a kid was literally about to, like, get their hand chopped, and he literally, like, just said, effing stop, because he never swore.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's a teacher, he's a professional. But because he swore, they all paid attention and listened instantly and stopped.
Would they not have stopped if he just had a shouted, stop? No?
I don't think so. He didn't feel that way, and obviously it conveyed his despair and worry.
No, I know, I understand what it does is it emphasizes a word.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 But, like, I don't agree with people, like, every second word is F this, F that, F the other. Like, I think I said to your producer just there, like, Father Ted was a great example. You know, they had feck.
Feck.
That was considered fine.
Yeah, that's what my mother used to say. That's a very Irish thing to say, is feck. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. But then there's the episode of Mrs. Doyle, so they're on about someone's book, you know, and she goes, you know, then there's the F word, Father, you know, the one, worse than feck. You know, like, they made a joke about it, like, you know what I mean? This is what you know.
Well, hang on, let's go to feckin' Bernie, all right? Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm feckin' shocked here. $5.99 for a box of crunchy nut cornflakes.
$5.99 for a box of crunchy nut cornflakes?
Yeah, I wouldn't feed one person. I'm fucking disgusted. Excuse my language.
It's all right. And why are you buying crunchy nut cornflakes at this hour of the day?
No, I get my grandsons are staying with me for the night, for two nights, and I thought, I don't usually have cereal in, so I thought, I better get some.
I know. I was only getting cereal the other day for our stepdaughter, and I have to be honest, the cost of cereal has just gone bonkers.
I mean, you'd be cheaper buying them sweets.
And here's the thing. Somebody said to me once, there's more vitamins and goodness in the cardboard box than there is in the cereal.
They tested it on Mythbusters. That's a lie.
Oh, that's a lie, Joe, isn't it?
Yeah, they tested it on Mythbusters.
They did test it on Mythbusters, did they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. You can look at what YouTube. They have all the episodes on YouTube now. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you quashed that myth. Anyway, so, yeah. Bernie, I mean, is it such a bad thing? I know we think it's a bit of an attack on free speech, right? And it's only in this kind of, you know, district at the moment in London, but it could get worse, right? Do you think it's such a bad thing to say to people, listen, we don't really want you using bad language in public, and if you do, we'll give you a £100 fine?
No, I think it's been ridiculous. Like we won't be able to fart next because we're letting off too much methane gas. You know, like it's getting to be real nanny state altogether. I think, you know, we all know when to use it. Now, children are always out there and they go, you know, the first word they learn is always the wrong word. And it's quite cute. But I mean, as you go through life, then you kind of, you know when to use it. And there is a lot. Some people use it to excess, but most people don't. And then there's people with the, is it a tick, you know, like an autistic tick or something?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
And they, what do they do? Like, they can't control their speech when their brain takes off at a certain rate.
Yeah.
So what do they do?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I mean,
I was going to say, you curse like a sailor, do you?
Well, my husband was a terrible cursor, and as a result, we all curse very naturally. And, you know, I do, but I try not to. I always know where I'm, which situation
I'm in. Well, then here's the thing. See, you're saying to me, I try not to, right? So by saying that, you in your own mind think it's not a nice thing to do, right? And you wouldn't do it if you're in an interview. You know, you wouldn't do it, you know, in front of a priest, for example, or whatever, or in front of somebody you didn't know. If you met somebody for the first time, you wouldn't do it, or you're out on a date.
Well, I have splurted it out. Like, somebody come in, say, with something in their hand, you know, like a very bad nosebleed, and it's pumping. Oh, Jesus, for fuck's sake, get them in here now. You know, that's more out of concern and getting the person treated. So
yeah.
Hopefully they wouldn't have taken an offence to it. It just... get them up the queue quick because they're going to bleed out. Like, that would be my reaction to it.
Right, okay. And would you have done that in the hospital when you were a nurse? And you've seen somebody who was badly injured, would you look at them and go, oh, for fuck's sake, look at him?
I'd say, no, for fuck's sake, get him in quick. Come on, this is an emergency.
Put a couple of stitches in him. Quick. Yeah. But the way I'm thinking it is, like, these places, like, even the names of them, Birkington, Margate, Ramsgate, Broadstairs. It sounds like Miss Bouquet lives there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
they're nice places.
I don't think my colour now would warrant that you'd be able to curse freely down here. I'd reckon, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say you could curse freely most places in Dublin. But I mean, let's say for example they brought it in Dalkey or Killiney or Black Rock. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't curse. Are you telling me they curse? I don't believe those people curse at all. I know the language at all. They talk off the ground. You meet them everywhere in the deep forest.
I mean, you don't curse.
Darling, darling.
Yeah, but you don't curse in a courtroom. You don't curse in the Dáil, although one politician did. What did he say? Fuck you, Deputy Stag. Do you remember that? What was it?
Oh, yes. It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. What do they call it? Unparliamentary language. Yeah.
But you know what, Niall, sometimes we just, you know the way you lose the run of yourself and you're in a rant and you just go off on it. And like, I mean, I have cursed in front of people who are very religious or, you know, and they kind of look at me and I go, oh, I'm really sorry, I just had to let that out. And then they kind of accept it.
Yeah. So do you think it's acceptable? You know, I mean, is it just an acceptable part of language nowadays?
It is acceptably palatable. It's palatable now. More right. palatable than what it was because people are a lot more exposed to it in films and, you know, in everyday languages. You know, we see a lot of it now, whereas we didn't see it back in the 60s. Like, I don't think I remember ever hearing Charles Mitchell curse in my life.
No.
Or, you know,
any of them on you know,
Gay
whatever
Byrne.
That thing was.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, never heard any of them. Course, they'd need to be correcting them if they even said it an odd blip. But I mean, no. Now it's more acceptable. You see it in all the English television channels, and it's everywhere in America as well.
But you wouldn't have done it in front of your parents, would you?
I probably did when I was a teenager. I probably did be my. I would have killed, but yeah. Maybe an odd one.
Okay, let me go to Madeline. Madeline, hi. How are you? Stay there, Bernie. Madeline.
Okay.
I know we could get all angry today and we could be all serious about this and say it's an attack on free speech and here we go again and probably you were right.
You don't want me to talk. Anyway, just be glad you're not fucking gluten-free because you want to see the price of gluten-free cereal.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a fad, by the way. Can I just point out, unless you're celiac, of course.
I am.
Yeah. Oh, you are? Are
I
you?
Am.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so stop flagging. I am.
No, I'm just saying, loads of people robbed you because if you go back about 3-4 years ago, and that was a kind of big fad at the time, I had a restaurateur on the air and he was telling me that there was Egypt's coming in going, do you have any gluten-free water? And I'm going, you're mad. People were just going gluten-free because it was a cool thing to do.
Oh, that would be, I mean, we killed your system, really. But really, you don't want me to rain on your parade. I gladly hang up.
No, 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 don't. Don't hang up, Madeline.
Okay, so the way I'm astonished that this, I'm actually astonished that if this is a real live discussion on something so fucking ridiculous. All it's doing is giving more powers to the state security, otherwise known as police and Gardaí. It's the gagging order. And it may be a little bit more sinister because most Christians will, when they're swearing, it's oh God or oh Jesus. So this might be to protect the other more important communities now that are coming into the Western world.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Again, it's an anti-woke, anything you would disagree with, what the governments are doing now, any of the governments in the Western world now, they're just coming in with all these stupid legislation day by day, but this one is ridiculous. England is a battle zone. It's a war zone at the moment. There's people being raped, stabbed, and they're talking about fining you for saying fuck. It's ridiculous. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I do think the fine is probably completely over the top. I understand that in these nice little towns, Berkington and Margate and Ramsgate and Broadstairs, which are, by the way, governed by a Labour council, surprise, surprise, I'm kind of not surprised that they want to do something like this. But it does surprise me that they would actually get away with doing it.
I'm astonished to actually even be reading that this morning. The world is falling asunder and they're talking about fining you €100 for saying an offensive word, which obviously is going to offend all the woke people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Jesus Christ,
blasphemy there.
Yeah, yeah, that most of us grew up. And that your father, what was his name? Father Bork also hit on the same topic. He was a little bit more polite about it, but it's literally jumping to this WHO agenda. That's all.
Yeah, well, what he said was, as long as you don't upset the LGBTQ+, he said, you know, it's okay. You can say what you want.
The woke people, all part of the agenda, and this is bullshit. And it's literally giving the state more powers. I mean, look what the police and the Gardaí are doing at the moment. It's giving them more powers, that's all.
Yeah, no, I am concerned about what's going on in England in relation to this whole idea of you even retweeting or reposting something, you can go to jail now. And there was one guy, I saw a story yesterday, I don't know where it was, so don't quote me, but the judge gave him, I can't remember, many months in jail for putting up a meme on Twitter.
Yeah.
A meme that was considered racist.
Look at the lady that was arrested for thinking outside the abortion clinic.
Yeah.
Arrested for thinking, you know. And
she was praying silently. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I keep saying it, Niall, I've been saying it all the months I've been on your programme, just don't be under any illusions. This is anything but what it is, and people need to wake the fuck up.
Yeah, you just got a fine there now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we figured, by the way, my producer's keeping tabs on this. He reckons we're up to about €900 at this stage. I'm up to 300 at this stage. Just on my own on the show here. And Bernie may as well just take out our checkbook at this stage.
I'm signing in.
But Madeline, yeah. when you were a kid, did like would you have used bad language in front of your parents?
Oh, no, there was no bad language in my house. Never, ever, ever. You know, that's just the way we were, my mother and father. No, no, no. That would have been the most. But I don't think it's a problem. I don't think bad language, and especially with Irish people, it's very expressive. And it makes a funny story even funnier, you know. And I don't know if an Irish person would be offended at anything. You had it on one day about being specky four eyes, baldy conscience, freckly, ginger. No, Irish people don't take offence. Mm-hmm. And they're not racist and they're not homophobic. They're just fucking nice people. There we go again. There's 950 more.
So it's thousands. We're up to 1,000 now. We should have at the start of the show, we just should have said there was money for a charity every time you did it. But it's just, it doesn't matter.
While I'm on, can I just say, Suzanne are still out there putting her get registered to vote campaign. Yeah. So if you see us out on the street, please come over and say hi to us. It's going very well.
Yeah, and I promised the ladies, Suzanne and Madeline, that I would get involved in it. And unfortunately, what happened was I got a backlog of stuff because I ended up in hospital last week and I ended up with a bad back all week. So I didn't get much done. But we are going to put out a video. Madeline and Suzanne have given me some clips and I'm going to do a kind of voiceover at the start of it. And we're encouraging people for the next election, which is probably going to be the end of October, start of November. The most important thing, I don't care who you vote for, but the most important thing is you vote. That's the most important thing you do. You register to vote.
That's we just want people to know, really have a voice if you have a vote. People don't think you do, but you will have a voice if you actually get out and vote. Please stop being a keyboard warrior. Get out there and get politically, positively politically motivated. Find out what all your independent councillors or what whoever's running for elections, find out what their manifesto is and get behind whatever you believe in.
Because it is the biggest problem we have currently in Irish democratic society is people don't vote. Unfortunately, when it comes to a lot of areas, particularly working class areas, there's a very low turnout in the polling stations. And sadly, so many people are not even registered to vote. They don't register to vote.
Well, you don't vote.
Sorry, Bernie.
Sorry.
Are you going to put your hat in the ring again? Please say you are.
No.
Okay.
Don't say that now. Please don't say that. Please don't. I'm not going to pretend I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Can I just say, in the last few weeks, going around all the working class areas, there has been little or no investment. There's infrastructure has never been improved. The apathy with the people, and you couldn't actually blame them. Because the place has just been let go to wreck and ruin. So you need people. You need people to support people, especially in working class areas, with what's going on at the moment. They have no support whatsoever. And that's why Miss Hatton and Suzanne are out doing this. So we need good people. And you're a good person, Niall. So I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that now.
I felt sorry for the people in Dundrum yesterday, by the way. Imagine the situation where, you know, there's more refugees in the town than there is actually people. I mean, that's incredible. Incredible.
It's heartbreaking.
Sorry, Bernie.
That's going to happen. That's going to keep happening. That is unfortunately, no matter how many times you try, they still go behind your back and do it. It's so wrong. They're not listening to the people at all.
No, they don't. Well,
they don't care.
Well, it's not that they are listening. They know exactly what you're saying, but they don't care. Because they know their voters. You take Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. Sorry, we're going off on a tangent here. They know their voters are in Dunleary. Their voters are in Killiney and Blackrock. They don't have voters in, you know, Coolock or Ballyfermot or Ballymun. Because most of those will vote for Sinn Féin or they'll vote for independence. So Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil don't particularly care what you think because you're not really going to affect their vote. And this is why it's really important what Madeline is saying is that people register to vote.
Absolutely.
Well, sorry, Bernie, go ahead.
Sorry, Madeline. Yeah, I think it's absolutely. I have a young lad turning 18, and the first thing I get him is his voting card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before the election, hopefully.
It's vital.
It's important.
And not only get your voting card, actually go out and vote. So many people I know, I spoke to them and I said, did you vote in the last election? Oh, no, I was working that day. I didn't manage. And I said, the polling station's open till 10 o'clock. There's no excuse. It's open from 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock. You know what I mean? There really isn't. Unless you're on holidays or you're dead, there's no excuse not to go out and vote. Okay, listen, I got to get back to the topic at hand anyway. Madeline and Bernie, thank you very much.
I'm sorry I rained on your parade today.
No, you didn't rain on me parade. You're grand.
I did. I rained all over your rainbow I rained all over your rainbow. Go on, nice self and thin aisle. Don't dare pull out of this. Go on, goodbye, okay. Bye.
See you. All right, see you then. Bye, Madeline. Thanks very much indeed, Bernie. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
Good. John. Oh, sorry, Jessica. Jessica, you were meant to be next, but I'll come to you in a minute, okay? Just hold on. Sorry, John, go ahead.
I have an admission to make, right?
Yeah.
I must say that when I'm not talking about a massive tirade, no, of effing and blinding, but I do find that when a woman is telling a story or something or relating something, and she goes there with the F-word, right, I find it so sexy and so erotic.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I do.
You get a bit very turned on by the whole thing.
Oh, completely. Yeah, but they're one day waiting for the bus. And you know the way you talk to a random stranger, you know, right? This girl will come up, very good looking girl, you know, and she start talking about the state of the city and the shops being closed overnight. But she sat there and blind, and I swear to God, I was transfixed. I was so attracted the way she was crossing. I just really got...
It's like a little fetish for you,
I got upset.
Yeah.
I was another time. There was a Polish girl. She's been in our company. And with the kind of the accent thrown, you know, and her English and all, when she used to say fucking, she'd say fucking. She used to bring out the ing and the end of it. Yeah. Man, I said, I used to have to get up and walk out the room. Like, I used to get so aroused.
Jessica, you better not use any bad language or John will be aroused by you.
Well, the first sentence I was going to say to you is, geez, now the sun is splitting the fucking stones out there.
Oh, Jesus, stop. I'm sat in the middle.
There's no point in you getting aroused with Jessica, John. She's not batting for your team at all. She's more interested in your sister.
That's how it's going. No problem with it.
Maybe it's better. Maybe that's even better for you. I don't know. Anyway.
I do find it very erratic and very arousing when a woman curses. I swear to God, I've always been like that.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? When you watch them on television, do you get aroused by women cursing on television?
No, it's better if it's the actual physical presence.
They have to be with you. Oh, they have to be beside you.
Yeah. It's not the same like watching on TV, like, I mean, but when a girl is there, like, I mean, the girl I met that day, the bus, I was transfixed for a man. Yeah. I was hoping the bus had never come.
Oh, but so, John, I'm assuming then you don't agree with the fines, I'm assuming.
Gosh, look. I mean, it's addictive. I mean, why would you even go there? How are you going to prove it? I mean, who's going to issue the fine? I mean, is it a cop? Is it some kind of a cost warden instead of a little warden? And is he going to get the head boxed off him by somebody? So it's just addictive. I guess it's just mad.
Yeah, I can imagine him coming up to you and saying, I have to give you €100 fine because I heard you cursing in public. You just turn around to him and go, fuck off.
when I first appeared on local radio there, like contributing, like people, like, I don't curse all the time, but I would be known like him and that I wouldn't hold back. But the thing is, a lot of people have said to me, Jesus, John, I hear you a lot on the radio. I said, how is it you don't curse on the radio? I said, believe it or not, I can't control it.
I did say earlier on there to David Quinn that I've noticed less people now cursing on the radio than, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I always remember, I'm with Classic Kids 14 years, and I remember the first year I was on, I think it was you actually, John, and some other guy started a fight on the radio, and you said you were going to meet each other outside someone's church in 20 minutes. Do you remember that?
That's right. I'm still waiting for him to sign up.
I think it might have been Steve, actually. I think it might have been Steve at the time. And I think you got into such a heated argument with him. You said, right, where are you? And he said it was in Cork. Maybe it was in Cork. And he said, I'll meet you at such and such a church in 15 minutes. And you went, right, I'll meet you there. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, if that's the one I'm talking about, I actually turned up that night, but nobody else did.
You were on your own. Jessica, you heard John, he gets turned on by bad language, so he's not going to agree with the fines. Do you use much language, bad language, Jessica?
Oh, I curse like a sailor.
All the time, like?
I,
Yeah, no, honest to God, I know I've used a bit of bad language on your show, and I might have used an F-bomb here and there on the night show as well.
Yeah.
But honest to God, I curse like an absolute fucking sailor. There we go, we're at 1,300 now.
There's 100, yeah, we're up to 1,340. No, actually, we're probably 16, he's just told me 1,600 now at this stage. And
that's close enough.
Yeah, and 400 of that is mine, by the way. This is the only day and the excuse I have to use bad language today. But Jessica, See, the principle behind it, I think, is nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you notice, though, that you said it's kind of up the areas that are we want to keep the area looking nice. Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't like bad language, that's on you. If you take offence to bad words or you take offence to people swearing, that's on you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine putting one of these, as John said, would they have like a swearing warden? Imagine putting a swearing warden in like Ballyfermot or Darndale or Coolock or Ballymun.
Even last 5 minutes.
They'd kill him. And people find
it'd be the biggest waste of money if they tried to do that in those kind of areas. It'd be the biggest waste of money.
Because nobody's going to pay the fine. No. They'd just kill him. He wouldn't get out of the area.
No. The first I heard this whole UK fine thing, it was on, I think it was Good Morning, or it was one of them like morning British shows anyway, and I think it was a journalist or something, and she was there like, oh, I just find it vulgar and I don't like it, it's very intimidating. I was like, would you get over your fucking self? It's intimidating.
It's Jessica, you need to stop using the bad language. John's getting very excited. Sorry, John. He's getting a bit of a chubby.
Could you imagine even having this discussion on the man that gets 351,000 a year for an hour and a quarter a day, Joe Duffy? Mm. Imagine someone said, therefore, oh, Jesus, you can't be saying that. I lose me 350,000 fucking euro.
Has anyone ever cursed on the Joe Duffy show? I've never heard anyone cursing on the Joe Duffy show.
Well, there was one incident, all right, you possibly remember it there. There was a politician involved and an advisor, and it was said by a cop crossing live on there before they didn't have the delay system that all the stations
they don't. No, here's the thing. RTE still don't use a delay, which I find bizarre. I've been using a delay for 30 years.
Yeah. But
no, I don't. I mean, I have a delay on this as well.
Yeah, there was an incident on that show, like it ended up in court after, and there was a lot of money paid out. You remember the one, Ari, we're not going to mention the name of the politician or the woman that was involved.
Yeah, what was the one? Wasn't there one on Cork's 96? Or maybe that was just an urban myth that was going around. And it was a quiz or something. And they had to use the word, well, I can't remember what it was. And he says, it's me again, you bollocks. You're only a bollocks or something like that. Do you remember that famous... I can't remember the context of it. But your man called the presenter a bollocks on the air.
But anyway, I can't be the only one out there that find the women cursing so erratic. Mm. There has to be somebody else.
Yeah. Right, okay. And is it every woman using bad language that kind of gets you a little bit aroused? Or is it just certain women?
I suppose women that should be possible, well, like that, you know, I just happened to be standing this lady in the bus stop, never met her before, I haven't seen her since, but she was very talkative and very engaging, but it's just the way she started cursing. Like, I got so worked up, and I swear to God, I nearly fell in love with her just because she was up and blaming.
I tell you, Jessica, you need to watch yourself here, you really do. Let me go to Maureen. See, do you get excited by Maureen? Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Yeah, don't use bad language, John, and get excited.
Oh, for fuck's sake, here we go again.
Oh, geez.
Jesus.
I'll be on the next bus to Clonakilty.
He'll be climaxing before the end of the show. By the way.
I'll be waiting for you, John.
Oh, sir, for fuck's sake. Maureen. I know people are kind of, some people take this topic very seriously and they say, you know, it's an attack on free speech. And maybe it is. And you're all probably right. It is an attack on free speech to some degree. But is there anything wrong with trying to, I suppose, control it? You know, control, you know, abusive language.
Well, you see, we have to define abusive language, define foul language. Mm. Like, there is no way down through history, because I've checked all this, that, I mean, language has evolved since human beings began to find a voice and speak. As a matter of fact, the first use of the word fact was in the 11th century. In the 13th century, the word cunt meant friend.
Oh,
don't instead of saying your friend, yes, you can check it out. Instead of saying friend, it would be my contact. That's what it
is. He always even say it. That's like a dear word sort of.
Now, hold on. You've just said that word, Maureen. Okay. That's the one word that like that's the ultimate word, isn't it? And I wouldn't mind. It's only four letters. C-U-N-T.
I know.
It's four letters. Yeah. But the word, it just has so much emphasis. If you say that to particularly a woman, you're done. She'll kill you.
I know. But I'm just saying that these are the words that were used. These are the words that have been used down through history. And there is nobody yet, and I found nobody, who has ever defined any one of these as foul words. Because as far as I'm concerned, except for taking the Lord's name in vain, every word in the English language is acceptable.
But doesn't the word, the F word, it comes from the German language, fricken or fucken, which means penetration. Oh, John's getting really worked up now. To strike or it means to strike or to penetrate. Yeah.
Well, you see, that word goes right back again through the centuries. Mm. It goes right back to medieval times.
Yeah.
And they were just words.
Mm.
But I mean, if you look, I mean, have a look at the alphabet people there. They commandeered language.
Yeah.
And you couldn't say this to them, you couldn't say that to them. Oh, get them the authority to commandeer language. Well, it's like this, Niall. There's nobody controlling my tongue. Because I will say what I want. No, I don't swear all the time, but if I get really riled up or annoyed or passionate about something, I let fly.
Yeah. Hey, yo, John. She'd really excited.
I mean, the C word was mentioned there, but what I find hilarious, I have rows over the years now down the street or whatever, and I'll say pubs, where the female calls the guy a C-U-N-T. I find that absolutely hilarious.
But here's the thing. You can say it starts with a C, it sounds like bunt, and that's fine. Yeah. Nobody gets pissed off about that. Or you can say, see you next Tuesday. Whatever it is.
Remember,
but as soon as you say this little short four-letter word, people lose their mind.
Yeah, but remember, a lot of the jokes, if you didn't throw in the F-word, they wouldn't sound half as good and so funny. Like you have this well-known slang word in Cork now called langer, the langer words.
The langer, langer, a gowl.
But there's two ways of working that now. Like if I asked you to do something and you forgot to do it, and I said, did you do that now? Jesus, I forgot about it, Jan. And I said, well, Jesus, you're some langer boy. That's just like a throwaway comment then. But throw in some alcohol then, and there's an argument in a pub, and then I say to you, we'll say, do you know something boy, you're nothing but an F-U-C-K or a langer, And you say, what did you call me? You call me a fucking langer, is it? And then it all kicks off.
But here it is. I think Ireland is one of the only places in the world where you can abuse people and it's a term of endearment. In other words, Jessica's on the air and, I know Jessica because she's been on the air a lot. You've been on the air, Maureen. And I can turn around and say, we'll just stop. You're only a bollocks. And you go, I'm not calling me a bollocks. So, I mean, you know what I mean? We use it as a term of endearment. It's almost like he's a friend. You know what I mean?
That's right. But you know what, I find the best joke of all is that these people, and they're probably going to try it here as well, they can't even define what a woman is.
No.
They'll tell you a man can get pregnant.
Yeah.
But now they want to take control of the English language. Well, how can they? They have no authority to take control of the English language or of what anybody wants to say.
Yeah.
And if I was on the street and I happened to say, if I was in an argument, you know how you get riled up and I said, oh, fuck it. And some guy comes along and says to me, oh, that's €100 fine. Well, my answer should be, don't you?
Fuck off. Sorry, Jessica, you're trying to say something there. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Maureen saying, defying foul language and all. It's the same when people bring up the hate speech. Define hate speech. It's different for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
So how is it actually going to be? You couldn't afford to hear because everyone has their own definitions of what foul is.
Absolutely. Let me just bring in Morris as well. Morris, hi, how are you?
I think Maureen and John should get a real.
Big time.
Get off the kind of kill and get him with a white button.
I tell you what.
I'll be driven deft.
Oh, yeah. If she keeps coursing, John's just going to lose his mind in a second. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Morris.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think, sorry. Well, being in the army at 18, very young, it was widely used in, you know, if you've done something wrong, what are you doing? You effing idiot. Oh, my effing G. That fella is a pedal and cranker. Another swear word. But I think it's in our language. But you know what would really the English find offensive? My sister's lived over there for 40 years. If you say the word shag off to somebody, oh, geez, they think you're the devil if you say that to them.
All right.
Or you're the shag of Egypt. Yeah, that's really weird. But I'll give you an example of where language like what we're talking about is appropriate. I recently watched the film The Snapper again with my son, right?
Yeah.
And we were having a good laugh at a Dublin with Dublin humour. And there's a bit of language in it and everything else. But there's one scene where he's driving Sharon to the Rotunda Hospital in the Volkswagen pickup. And he turns around and he's there's a fella in the middle of the road and he doesn't know whether to go back to the path or run across to the other side. And Colin Meaney roars at him, "Get out of me way, you dozy bollocks." It's the best line I've ever heard in a film in all my life.
But do you know when they released The Snapper, The Van and The Commitments in America, they had to put subtitles on them.
And I believe they had to give them a leaflet with the explanations of it, like
of what the words mean. Yeah, what's bollocks? Yeah,
give them a kick in the balls, kick them in the testicles.
Yeah,
all this type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But listen, it's been around since, like they said, the 13th century day watch. You know, I think if somebody's trying to stop you from expressing yourself in a situation, like I'll give you an example. If I have somebody in Dublin pestering me, begging off me, I say, "Would you ever fuck off, get out of me face?" It's the only language they know to go away. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very expressive, isn't it? Sorry, John's getting excited. Yeah. It's very expressive. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, to get back to John as well, it is sexual as well. I mean, you know, it can be very sexual language.
Like if I saw John walking down the street and if I saw John walking down the street and he was swinging his hip and say, "Look at that sexy fecker," do you know what I mean?
Careful.
That's the last thing I think you'd say if you saw John walking down the street, in fairness. I don't know. Maybe
I think
Maureen.
I'll head down to Clonakilty myself. for the threesome.
Jesus, come here. That bus going to Clonakilty is going to be full.
You get plenty of fucks down here in Clonakilty.
There's more than that. Count me in.
The only thing I like about Clonakilty is it's pudding. Can I just be honest? You can't beat a bit of black pudding from Clonakilty.
But like Niall, have you noticed, Niall, that there is a lot of expletives in people when they text you? How are you, Niall? I was doing this today. You'll never guess what happened, and they go FFS. For fuck's sake!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the language. Yeah, or you tell somebody, "Would you ever feck off?" WYFO.
Yeah. No, I know.
And then all the
F and G. I know, it's just become part of language. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always like that, Morris. When I was a kid, it wasn't like that. It's changed. I mean, it's become very normalised over the years. But, you know, bad language was quite unusual when I was a child.
No, and if somebody heard your cursing, I'm going to tell your mother.
Yeah.
If somebody heard your cursing, you say, "I'm going to tell your mother."
I can guarantee it. John never used bad language in front of his parents. John, did you use bad language in front of your parents? No, you didn't. Neither did Maureen.
No, I was just going to ask you, there was an incident when I was about 24, 25. There was something happened to my father, myself anyway, and he nodded me over something, and I said, "Look, why don't you just, F off," you know what I mean? And like he got so upset over the fact that his son would tell him his father, like, he was nearly crying. He said, "You told your father to fuck off." I had to have an apologize. Like, he got really the fact that his son would tell him to fuck off. Like, the generation, of course, like my father's generation, you know, like he would have never told his father to fuck off. You know what I mean?
Well, I always remember in our house, my mother and father were very conservative. My mother was very naive, actually, about language and stuff like that. And one day, my brother was about 13, maybe 12. I was about 15, I think, right? And my brother came in and he was messing and he called my mother a wanker. So my mother had no idea what this word meant. And she said, "What's that?" And he went, "Ah, it's nothing." And she said, well, it must be something because you called me it. And he said, tell me, she said, tell me what it means. And he went, ah, it's nothing. And I'm looking going, oh my God, we're all in trouble, we're all in trouble. Mm. And I kept saying to her, it doesn't mean that, ma'am, I swear, he's only messing. And she said, no, I'm going to ask your father what it means when he comes in. And we went, oh, Jesus. So my father came home. Right? He walks in the door. We were sitting there shitting ourselves, right? In case she'd say something. He walks in the door and she thought it was funny to turn around to him and say, hey, Frank, you're only a wanker. And, oh, I've never experienced anything like the mayhem in the house. He was like, where did you hear
but,
that?
But now, yeah, when I was growing up, no, I think you asked me that question. No, when I was younger, no, I didn't. But when I got into my teenage years, you know, when you're out and about and, you know, you're 16, 17 and that. And then my father didn't swear. But he did hear me all right. And he'd say, will you stop that? And I'd just look at him. But he never, what he did was he let me express myself. He never told me that I couldn't say it because to him, to every language, every word in the English language was valid. And I remember saying to him one time, because I'm an only child, he said to my mother, because my mother told me after when he died, she'll be okay, he said, because she's able to look after herself. She can express herself and no one will walk over her. So he gave me freedom to express myself.
Okay, hold on for a second. Let me go to Gladys before we finish up today. Gladys, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, not too bad, you know.
Good.
I just have to say this. I love the word. I don't know if that's weird. I just love, I love cursing.
Do you?
I just love it.
Oh, don't get, you get John excited now if you start.
Are you coming to talk anything to me?
No, but I just love, there's nothing more. In one word, rather than going around the bushes trying to explain yourself, to say, which, oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you know what what I actually do like? I like when we put the word in the middle of a word, like abso-fucking-lutely. You know?
Yeah.
Only the Irish do that, by the way.
Let's face it, Niall. Yeah. You know, saying gosh or darn it. Does that have any effect?
No, it doesn't. You're right. It doesn't have the same effect.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But I'll just tell you something about how kids are or whatever. I was minding my grandson, who's just turned 3, and he was watching his cartoons and I was doing something and he looked out the window and he said, ah, Nana, it's fucking raining. I mean, you know...
Like, yeah, he didn't lick that off a stone.
No. But listen, he would have picked God knows where, you name it. Nobody, I just ignored it, you know, let him off, you know, with But it's so funny coming out. And he just went back to his cartoons. It was quite normal
it's
to
fucking
say.
Fucking raining.
It's fucking raining.
I mean, okay, I mean, on a serious note, you think this is all a bit of a distraction. These are kind of real world distractions and ridiculous. Because it is a real, I know people think I'm making this up today. It's a real story, as in from today. In these towns in Britain, you will be fined £100 for using bad language. So, it does seem bizarre.
Niall, to be quite honest with you, in the last couple of weeks and what's been going on, they'd want to get their priorities right. You know, I mean, there's children being buried. Their funerals are happening this week and whatever. Yeah. And others still in hospital recovering. You know, and there is just such crazy, horrible stuff in Piccadilly. A woman and another child.
That's
dad.
Right, Leicester
so
Square.
So seriously, is anybody going to take what using? They can fuck right off. Now that's the way I.
Yeah,
look
there was
at
another
it,
chap.
Know?
There was another chap stabbed yesterday in town in Dublin, and the person that did it was brought before the courts there. I think it was this morning and released on bail. But it's knife crime just seems to be on a crazy rise.
Yeah, and this idea that we're meant to be distracted by the use of a word. When absolutely, the actual real scary part, or the use, or should be fined, is that I don't feel safe walking down the road, you know, walking in town. Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't matter if I have them blind out of me, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
But, you know, are they getting fined? No. And I mean, I know it's a side, but it's really important that it's just a distraction to us. It's, you know, I mean, who in this really would take it seriously unless you're totally po-faced?
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Yeah. Well, look, it's been a very interesting conversation today, particularly in relation to John, who finds it sexually attractive.
Well, John,
you know, Maureen. Give him a quick thrill, Maureen, before you go.
You can hop on the bus there now, call down here to Clanton and Faraway.
Now, but
we'll share a couple of fucks over a cup of coffee.
A couple of fucks. Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for exciting John. John, thank you very much indeed for your honesty. I appreciate it. Listen, thank you, Gladys. Thank you, Maureen. You know what? Gladys is 100% right. It is a bit of a distraction. It is. And you know, by the way, it was a nice distraction for us today as well because it kind of lightened the mood a little bit again today. So, but it is a real story. It's a Labour district, by the way, council area in Britain, where they have actually banned the word F or any of the other abusive words. Now, I'll tell you what, I've got a video to play here before we go any further. Hold on, I just heard it up there. Let's just play this, because this is the origins of the word itself.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw, fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Well, there you go. There's the multiple uses of the word. And we figured out today, 42 times the word was used on the show today. I don't think Father Gabriel will be very proud of us today. But anyway, it was an interesting conversation. I think, you know, on a serious note, it's ridiculous that you would be fining people for a word, for using a word, making a sound. It is absolutely ridiculous. On a lighter note, I suppose, from a moral point of view, we should probably try and use it less, I suppose. But we should never censor people from using it. By the way, some of the comments coming in, I'd be broke, says Lady Lavery. Eric says, it is categorically an attack on free speech. In fact, it is a monetization of speech. Oh yeah, never thought of it that way. Gobba Girl says, hi now. I think that law is going too far, but I support the principle behind it. I love a good swear, but there's a time and a place. Hearing people swearing loudly in public heightens aggression in society. I've noticed all media, even RT now, allow their guests to swear. It's something I dislike about your show, to be honest. Bring back the bleep. Bad language coarsens public discourse. And it loses its effect if used too often. It's lazy, says Galway Girl. Now F off. Well, Galway Girl, I would agree with you. And on the nighttime show, particularly on the radio, you would have noticed over the last, particularly 5 years, there's less bad language than there would have been 10 years ago. And that was a concerted effort by us too, by the way, to correct people when they did it. Because I found at one stage it was just being used gratuitously. Like, and I'm going to give you, this is just an example I'm using, right? So Forgive me. If people get annoyed, you know, and they say, what a ridiculous fucking decision the government have made. I don't mind people doing that because I think they're expressing themselves. Whereas when people use bad language just for the sake of it, then I'll usually stop them on the radio. Because, and by the way, they're the guidelines with the Broadcast Authority as well, that you should not allow gratuitous language. If it's part of expression, it's fine. But if it's gratuitous, it shouldn't be really allowed. Anyway, and I probably agree with that, to be honest with you. Today was obviously an exception on the show because we were talking about bad language, so we were bound to have a lot of it. Actually, 42 words were mentioned today on the air, including that horrible C word. Don't forget, by the way, please support the show. Thank you very much indeed, by the way, for all your donations over the last 2 days. And for those of you, by the way, who signed up for the €2, remember, by the way, we will be moving the website primarily, or the show primarily, to the website very soon. We did attempt to do it yesterday, but so many of you logged on to the website, we do apologise, it actually crashed. Which is, we could take as a compliment, by the way, that so many of you tried to do it at the same time at 12 o'clock yesterday that it crashed the website. It's like kind of Ticketmaster when it crashes every now and again when you try to buy tickets. So we are looking into that. We're trying to figure out a technical way around that. So any of you who did sign up yesterday, don't worry. It's not going to go to waste. We will have it sorted by next week and we will be doing it. We'll be doing some method whereby you will get exclusivity on those shows or live shows on the website. So don't worry about it. Please do go to the website and subscribe if you can. Subscribe to the live show or you can subscribe to watch all the previous shows that we've done. And you can do that on the website or you can donate. It's really important, by the way, that you donate and you support the show because without your support, we cannot continue. We might as well just turn off the lights. We should talk to you again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Until then, have a wonderful day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.